I'm Mary Angish. Charlie Nardozzi, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Mary.
It's great to see you.
Nice to be here.
It's January. We got to start thinking about gardening this year.
Well, some of us do.
Some of us do. You never stop thinking about it. But one of the first tasks that we should probably take on is to really evaluate all the seeds and like the seed packets and things that we only partially used last season. What's the best practice for that practice?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing in early January, going through, see what seeds I have left, what varieties I have left, decide what I want to buy from fresh seed and what stuff I'm just going to toss. The first thing you should do when you're looking at all these half-used seed packets is to decide, or if you can remember, did we like that variety? That's always the challenge, isn't it? That cucumber, did we really grow that one? Yeah, did we like that one? I think so. So if you're some that you definitely were like, eh, that tomato never did very well, you might want to just toss it anyway. But if there are ones you like, then those are the ones you want to save. Now, certain seeds, especially in the vegetable world, will be able to be saved for longer periods of time if you do it properly. And there's a great little page on the High Mowing Seeds website. It talks all about seed storage and how long you can store different seeds and how to do it. Another thing you could do is a germination test. And that's where you take about 10 seeds, put them in a Ziploc bag with a little paper towel, moistened it, and just leave them there for about a week in a bright light place, in a warm place. And then you can see how many of those seeds germinate. If more than 7 or 8 germinate, then you're okay. If less than that, then you want to get fresh seeds. But in general, if you have seeds like leeks and onions, parsley, sweet corn, and pepper, even pepper, they're only going to last, as far as their viability, for about 1 to 2 years. But there are other seeds that will last about 3 to 4 years, like beans, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, peas, and tomatoes are on that list. And those are ones you can wait a little longer. And I know some people out there are going to say, well, wait a minute, I grew that tomato. I had seed for 10 years. Sure, you might be able to get it to germinate, but it's not going to be a high percentage, and it's not going to be a very strong seedling. Mm. And then for those seeds that can last 5, 6 years or so, those can be things like basil, cucumbers, lettuce, and radishes. So once you have that idea of the ones you want to save, take a look at the packing date, and if it's maybe getting close to that point where you really want to replace it, put them in a cool place, ideally a 40 degree room. Some people freeze their seeds. That's okay to do as well, and that's a good way to store them. You also want to keep them in the dark, because for germinate, think of the things seeds need to germinate. Right. They need light and moisture and warmth, so you want to keep them in a cool place and a place that's dark and a place that doesn't have any moisture. That way you're going to keep those seeds viable right through the season. You'll be able to start and use them again next year. So do a little seed evaluation right now for the holidays on those cold winter days, and start buying some new ones too.
Curl up next to a fire or the heater and go through all of your seeds from last year. Question time for you. This is from Linda via email with the subject line, "So I bought a citrus tree." And Linda writes, "A clementine tree. Very happy. Moves from house or greenhouse to terrace and back into third year. My challenge. It bloomed before it was warm enough to take back inside. Do you have a source of info on hand pollinating clementines? What's the natural method of pollination?" And they write, "I've got grow lights on it. Not sure how many hours are best. It also gets some window light and regular house lighting. I can be more careful to make it the same hours every day. Should I?" And then Linda writes, "It's all your fault. I got the citrus tree after listening to you."
I take full credit for that. So citrus trees, Linda, they are self-pollinating for the most part. So outdoors, you know, when they flower, the wind blows, insects come, the pollen gets dropped, and they form fruit. Indoors, you don't have those conditions. So if you have your clementine blooming in, say, March or April, before you can put it outside for the summer, then you can be a bee. You can play bee. So you can get a little painter's paintbrush with fine hairs on it or a little cotton swab and go and take a look at those flowers when they're fully open and the pollen is nice and yellow right in the center, and squish around the paintbrush or the cotton swab in there, then go from flower to flower just moving the pollen around. That will pollinate those fruits and you should be all set after that. As far as how long to keep the lights on, about 12 hours a day is usually recommended if you want to have the grow lights. And that will help them continue to flower, because citrus, of course, will do continuously flowering throughout the year, flowering, setting fruit. So it's not uncommon to have clementines that are ripening on the plant with some flowers that are opening at the same time. So do those things and you're going to have some nice fruit, and we can make some clementine jam or something.
Sounds delicious. And if you've got a question about anything gardening, send it to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and Charlie can answer it in an upcoming episode. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.